its current state on WKAR. Thank you for joining us today. Take the story of two best friends and add in some failed dreams and dark humor, and you'd have the new novel Quicksand. Our book reviewer Scott Southard gives us his review of Steve Toltz's latest book.
Life is a tragedy when seen in close-up, but a comedy in long shot. For the last few weeks, I've been haunted by this quote from famous filmmaker and comedian Charlie Chaplin, and I have never seen it play out as well as in Steve Toltz's latest novel, Quicksand. When you start reading Quicksand and meet its main character, Aldo Benjamin, you can't help but think you're reading a comedy. So much of what he says is witty and playful, but with a very sharp edge. He is in his 40s, handicapped, and has recently done time in prison. His friend Liam is a cop and a struggling writer who dreams of creating an important novel. He believes he has found that epic in the life story of his friend Aldo, and for good reason, too. Aldo has had a very unlucky life. He's basically the human embodiment of Murphy's Law. If something bad can happen, it will happen to Aldo. He's falsely prosecuted for a sex crime. He also struggles as an entrepreneur and has one ridiculous idea after another, like renting out spare rooms to hoarders. It also makes for some great artistic fodder. While Liam dreams of turning his friend's life into a great novel, Aldo's love interest Stella takes inspiration from his experiences too. The struggling folk singer scribbles down Aldo's quotes, which then find their way into her song lyrics. The reason I keep returning to that famous Chaplin quote is that when we begin the story, we are in that long shot. We can laugh at Aldo and enjoy his character's quirks, but with each page, Toltz zooms in closer and closer until finally the novel moves into Aldo's own voice. When he takes over the story, it is in the form of the transcript from his murder trial. Aldo's ex-lover Mimi has been found dead, and Aldo is pleading his case. And just like that, all the comedy is lost. Nothing is funny anymore. We see Aldo for the broken person he is, in both soul and body. It's rare that you pick up a contemporary book so bent on an in-depth character study. Every bit of the action and story is driving the character development, from his mountains of debt to some very painful and explicit experiences during his time in prison. Every one of Aldo's mistakes is there for our scrutiny. It's shocking how guilty a reader can feel for giggling during the earlier pages of the book. Quicksand can be painful to read, but it's also hard to look away from the train wreck of Aldo's life. You just want happiness for him, something to go his way, but that's not the world Toltz has created around him. Some readers might find the book boring in parts. Aldo and Toltz can both get a little long-winded, but I found it fascinating. I like to imagine Charlie Chaplin would have agreed. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.